so I can look at those ingredients and see. Most things that are good at natural anti-inflammatories are going to be natural critter killers, I call them, because usually at the root cause of your inflammation in your joint is you have an overgrowth of a germ in that joint, and the immune system's going after the germ. And when the immune system's turned on fighting a germ, it creates inflammation. That's the pain and swelling and redness and all that, stiffness.
Gotcha.
So ultimately, if you can just get rid of that germ, then your immune system will turn itself off. There's nothing to fight now in your joint because the germ's gone and the pain and swelling and stiffness go away. That's what Carrie, who did her testimonial on her Facebook page, I mean, she's not taking a specific like Baxil or curcumin or something specifically for pain and inflammation because her pain and inflammation is just gone. When you get to the very root of it, then you don't have to manage it with either a pharmaceutical or a nutraceutical, and that's where we typically try to get our patients to. At the end of the day, if we're not able to identify that bug and get it out of the joint, then we have to just treat symptoms with an anti-inflammatory of some sort, whether that be a nutraceutical or pharmaceutical. But
I may have to do an appointment with you to, you know, get that ball rolling, because I know it's going to get worse if I don't address it.
Right. Well, and even if you can't get in, the first step I would take is try to reduce or maybe even do a little test run for 2 weeks. Eat zero sugar and zero grain for 2 weeks.
Amen, brother.
And
yeah.
If that pain goes away in those 2 weeks, then you've pretty much cured yourself and you're the cure. That's the name of our show.
Okay.
And because typically in the American diet, even though you're not probably pouring sugar on everything, it's added to everything for you. So it's in your ketchup, it's in your potato chips, in your bread, it's in your everything. All the juices, everything's got sugar, and sugar feeds candida. Candida is one particular germ that loves to live in the joints. So it's kind of a good test just to even see if candida is your issue. There's other germs that aren't affected by sugar load. So if you have no effects in 2 weeks, then that kind of point us in a different germ direction. But the vast majority, I'd say 90% of Americans, when it comes to inflammation, it's candida is at the root of it, and your grains and sugars feed it. So try that.
Well, I appreciate the info. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Good luck.
Good call.
All right, see you,
Wade. Hey, appreciate the call. Again, if you have a question for the good doctor, Dr. Ben Edwards, MD, here on the program, 745-5800. So you posted this on your – is it on the website or on the Facebook page?
Well, I know
both?
For sure it's on Facebook, but usually we put everything on our website also under testimonials. We have a whole list of different testimonials. Same thing happened after Dr. Jeff from Amarillo. He's a medical doctor with Crohn's symptoms. Once he became symptom-free from that, everyone called and wanted our Crohn's protocol. There's a GI doctor up in Amarillo now, Dr. Jeff, called to tell me, is real interested in what we did for him. And that's the thing. Our mindset is, give me a protocol. Give me a step one, step two, step three, and if it fixed his Crohn's, it'll fix everybody's Crohn's, and that's not how it works.
Is it because, and again, it's because of our environment, it's because we're our own chemistry set, it's because of our food is our medicine, the things that we're doing that caused the inflammation to start with.
Yeah. Well, your body has
the gut. We talk about that a lot.
There's natural defense mechanisms God has put in place in your body to help keep critters low down, keep critters in check. So you have to kind of start looking at each one of these defense mechanisms. It's like you got four walls of the Alamo. Which wall is breached, or two walls, or all four walls? So we have to go through individually and look at that patient and see what is it in that person that's allowing this overgrowth to occur. And sometimes it's not a critter. Sometimes it's a toxin. And a lot of times it's a combination of the two. So everybody's toxic exposures are different too. You know, like with you had all that chemical exposure from spraying for bugs as an occupational deal. So everybody's individualized. That's why we spend a couple hours in the first couple visits going through their whole history. We want to know when they were in their mama's womb, was the mama healthy? Did the mom have amalgam fillings? Amalgam fillings have mercury. The dentists tell us the mercury is stable in the amalgam, but the research shows that it's not. And the research shows that the number of amalgam fillings in mom directly correlates to the amount of mercury that's found in the baby's blood at time of delivery. So all those kind of things are important on mom's health while the patient was in utero, and then C-section or vaginal. C-section babies are colonized with the skin flora of hospital workers. And I'm talking about the gut flora. When the babies come out, they have no bacteria in their gut, and they normally, through the vaginal canal, you're going to pick some up from mom. And then from breastfeeding, you'll pick up some. And so that's the way God designed it. But when the baby comes out through the top of the stomach through a cesarean section, those babies' gut flora is similar to the skin flora of hospital workers. and that's not a beneficial flora. Mm. So we ask about that, vaginal or cesarean, breast or bottle fed. Did you have antibiotics your first year of life? Studies show if antibiotics in the first year of life alter your microbiome, your gut flora to a great degree. How many antibiotics did you have through grade school? Were you on well water or city water? That gives us some different clues on toxic exposures. Where were you born and raised? How many times did you move? Did you have international travel? Tick bites, you know, just all kinds of things. It will give us clues. Basically, we're trying to be a detective, a CSI kind of deal.
And just find out the root problem.
Yeah, find out the root cause and put. And again, it's the art of medicine because there's not an exact. We can't tell you 100% for sure, but we ask all these questions to try to get a pretty good idea.
And that initial interview, by the way, that takes like, what, 2 hours on most cases?
Well, I used to do it in 2 hours, and I started to know some people just were getting totally zoned out. I mean, it's intense, 2 hours of questioning and examination. So we break that up now into two different one-hour visits. One visit just to kind of get their medical information in and kind of introduce them to our concept of how we do healthcare at our clinic, which is totally different than the sick care model that Americans are used to. And then the second visit is getting more in-depth with their medical history. So we break it up now, but yeah, we spend every appointment we have except for urgent care visits are one-hour appointments. So you need that kind of time to delve into this and get to the root cause. That's why I was asked to leave from Garza County Health Clinic, because I needed that kind of time. Once I learned this new good medicine, or the truth is what I call it, I couldn't turn my back on the truth. So, and I knew it meant I would have to not be able to work there anymore. So, but that's what it comes down to. It's not that those guys there at Garza County were mean or ugly or bad or money hungry. It's just how clinics work. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, you're responsible for those taxpayer dollars at that county clinic, and you're responsible to keep those doors open. And the only way you do that is by seeing lots of patients every 5 minutes. So the system's broken. It's not Garza County's fault. It's just the system we're in. So yeah. We're developing a new system at Veritas Medical where you can spend an hour with your doctor and you can FaceTime in anytime from the comfort of your home or your business if you don't want to leave business with medical questions. But really our goal is to educate you and get you healthy to a point you don't need a doctor, which sounds crazy. Pay us a monthly fee to be a member to never see us. That is going to take some shift in our thinking to do this. But it's what I'm convinced is the way to go. Spend $1,000 a year to stay healthy and never need a doctor and live to your full potential and not need a nursing home and all the other
stuff. Well, it's starting
stuff.
To grab on. I mean, these concierge practices are starting to explode because as more medical doctors become self-aware about what's happening to the healthcare system and not, I mean, the political side stands on its own. The Obamacare stuff is a tragedy. But when you start looking at real outcomes, and they start, and even some of those doctors, like you pointed to the gastroenterologist up in Amarillo, who said, you know, I had Crohn's disease, and now I'm doing good because I finally figured this out.
Yeah, nutrition's key to all of this.
Unbelievable.
And you got to have time. That's the key thing. You've got to have the time. I mean, you could still do conventional medicine in a concierge practice and just crank them through and make plenty of money. But once you learn functional or integrative medicine, you learn this really works. It really helps. These people are symptom-free. I mean, this Carrie that did her testimonial, she was spending thousands of dollars, and it was going to go up. They were going to switch her to a monthly injection, I believe. And it was just going to be astronomical. And she was still suffering. That's the thing. They're still suffering. You're still hurting. You're still symptomatic. And the side effects of the medications. So we're going to pay more money to still be diseased and hurting and symptomatic and suffer from the side effects. I mean, it's crazy. It's like blind sheep led to slaughter. But it's all because of the system. Is I'm not gonna say rigged, but it's just maybe I should. It's
Donald Trump.
The system is pushing everything this way. Our medical education's this way. The patients are expecting quick fixes. Nobody's gonna take the time and effort to get to the root of it anymore. So, but there's enough people sick and tired of being sick and tired. There's enough people like Carrie who are tired of paying that high dollar on her copays and tired of feeling bad, and they end up at our clinic and they get better, and then the word spreads. But what I really want to try to attract is healthy people that are sick and tired of paying higher and higher insurance rates every year to cover all the sick people. If you're healthy and you don't have any really pre-existings to speak of, go to libertyhealth.org, I think is their website, but just Google Liberty Health. And this is a medical share plan, and it's designed for healthy people. I mean, anyone can be in it. They just don't cover pre-existings for, I think, 12 months. It may be longer. Look on their fine print. But they're there for catastrophic care. You get in a car wreck, your house burns down, you get burned, whatever, these acute and catastrophic things, that's the only insurance we should need. The body's designed to function normally. We should rarely ever need a doctor, just a trauma surgeon if we're in an accident. And so that's where we're trying to get people's mindsets, is quit paying high dollar. You know, some people don't even know how much is coming out of their paycheck every month from their company. Their company gives them insurance, quote unquote, but look at your paycheck. How much is being taken out of your paycheck, or what's your copay and what's your deductible? Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas is going up 60% next year for corporate
insurance.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's unsustainable, and these businesses are going to start bailing out. So be looking, all you employees, in 2017 for what your employer is going to be doing health care wise. You know, Blue Cross Blue Shield went up 60%. Everyone else is going to follow. I mean, these coming years, it's going to be just continue to be a disaster. And it boils down to, there's no way anyone can afford to continue to medicate and do surgery on problems that are diet and lifestyle related.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to fix it. You're never going to get ahead of the game. So it's just going to cost us more and more and more and more money, because we're never fixing the problem. So that's the beauty of functional medicine. Fix it, be done with your meds, and move on. I think Dr. Lee Cowden, who's a president of the Academy of Comprehensive Integrative Medicine, he called me last week and was telling me about a lot of exciting things in the integrative medical world and in the political side of things. He was up in Tacoma, Washington. And I don't know the exact stats, but he said the county clinics up there, I think Oregon and Washington both, a lot of them are run by the naturopaths, naturopathic doctor, N as in nobody, NDs. State of Texas doesn't recognize NDs, they just recognize MDs. But naturopathic doctors, these are doctors, been to medical school. It's just naturopathic medical school. They do a residency. So they're very well, they're smart guys, very well versed in all this natural medicine. They run the county clinics up there because they save 50% on health care cost at the county clinics.
Wow.
Again, because you address the root cause. I mean, the physiology of the body is amazing, and it will run right. Your cells will perform right. If your cells work right, your tissues work right. Your tissues work right, your organs work right. And if your organs work right, you work right, and you feel right. You feel good. So it's always almost always a cellular dysfunction, meaning there's something lacking in that cell that it needs to perform its job. It's a vitamin or a nutrient or a hormone. Or there's a toxic burden where the cell can't perform its job. You know, mercury blocks your thyroid from working right. So does BPA. So does flame retardant material that my sister-in-law just had a baby, and I don't know for sure the baby blanket at the hospital, but I know most sheets and pajamas and all that are full of flame retardant material from day one. We're exposed to these different environmental toxins. They did a study, this was in 2001, pulled umbilical cord blood from newborn babies on day of life one. I mean, this is the moment they're delivered. When you're cutting the cord, you pull some umbilical cord blood. 286 different toxins in the average baby on day of life one. And this was in 2001. And this was everything from pharmaceuticals to pesticides to heavy metals to the flame retardant, the BPA, I mean, all kinds of stuff. And a number of those, I want to say it was over 80 or close to 100, were known carcinogens, cancer-causing agents. So we're born toxic. We're immediately dumped into a toxic environment, and the body's a great detoxifier. Your liver's amazing, but the liver needs nutrients to be able to function, to pull these toxins out and put
it
to your bowel so you can poop it out. So the liver's got to be supported. It's got to be nourished. So it all kind of goes together, and it sounds simple, and I know I say the same thing every week. Give the body what it needs, avoid what it doesn't, but that's the answer. That's how you can be the cure, your own cure. Is by figuring out these deficiencies or toxicities.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Continue on. If you have a question along the way, 745-5800. Stick around.
Listen to your body. It may be telling you it's missing something. When we're missing omega-3s, we can feel run down, stiff, achy, or have a hard time focusing and handling stress. Omega-3s are vastly deficient in the American food supply, and we can't achieve optimal health without them. Nordic Naturals fish oils provide a convenient way to get the omega-3s you need and deliver industry-leading purity, freshness, and taste. Visit Natural Health Market at 4414 82nd Street in the Village Shopping Center.
We're visiting with Dr. Flippin with Exodus New Beginnings, located at 3805 22nd Street, Suite 2A. Their telephone number out that way, 771-4327. You can always check out the website, exodusnb.com. Go there, check it out. Dr. Flippin, glad to have you on the show today. Tell us a little bit about supportive cancer care.
Well, basically, we just support the patient's immune system, and we do this with several different modalities. We use oxygen in the form of O3, so instead of two molecules of oxygen, we electrically force another molecule in. That's a potent anti-inflammatory. It also causes the patient to secrete tumor necrosis factor, so that helps kill the cancer cells. We also use high-dose vitamin C, which is a potent antioxidant, and also it has some anti-cancer properties. And then finally, we use high-dose vitamin B, different vitamin Bs, and those support the patient's immune system so that basically what happens is the patient's own immune system can fight the cancer a lot better.
And this is done intravenously, right?
Right.
Okay, and so the patient comes in, relaxed atmosphere, gets a full rundown of what's going to happen. Of course, there's some diagnosis that goes on in the first phase of this, but fully understanding, you know, what's going on, and then treatment takes place after that, right?
That's correct.
It's very, very interesting, and had a lot of success with this, I hear.
Yes, very, very successful. We have a patient that has stage 4 pancreatic cancer, expected to live 6 weeks, diagnosed in November, who's still going to work every day and feeling great.
Well, definitely check it out. Again, located at 3805 22nd Street, Suite 2A, right here in Lubbock with Dr. Flippin. Again, that number to call, 771-4327. Be sure and check out the website, too, exodusnb.com. Call 771-4327 today. You'll be glad you did.
At Smoothie King, wheatgrass juice is very popular with our health-conscious customers. Why is wheatgrass juice so good for you? Well, wheatgrass juice helps cleanse the body of toxins, hence the potency of just 1 ounce. Wheatgrass, ounce for ounce, has more vitamin C than oranges, more vitamin A than carrots, and a healthy dose of other vitamins, too. Wheatgrass assists in building endurance and athletic performance by supplying the cells, tissues, and muscles with extra oxygen. It's a complete protein containing all the essential amino acids. Wheatgrass has a high mineral content. Magnesium, calcium, potassium, and iron are all available when you drink wheatgrass juice. It also contains hundreds of enzymes, which assist digestion and metabolism. Studies suggest that 1 ounce of wheatgrass juice has the vitamins and minerals of 2.5 pounds of green leafy vegetables. Get by Smoothie King today on the corner of Memphis Avenue and 19th Street. For optimal health, try wheatgrass juice at Smoothie King today.
Vitamins Plus is a full-line health food store located inside Drug Emporium on the corner of 82nd and Slide Road. They have one of the largest gluten-free selections in Lubbock. If they don't have what you're looking for, then it can be special ordered for you. They are Texas-owned and operated for over 20 years. Vitamins Plus carries many locally grown and produced products in the store. Good for you groceries at great for you prices. That's Vitamins Plus, 82nd and Slide Road. Come by and see us today. Welcome back into the show. You're the Cure right here with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD, Veritas Medical. Again, you can always look at their website, check it out, veritasmedical.com, or the phone number, 771-1160, directly to the clinic, 771-1160. But you're the Cure right here on AM 580 with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Of course, if you have a question along the way, comment 745-5800.
745-5800. You can also text that in at 806-745-5800. Okay, we were going to talk today a little bit about the thyroid. And, you know, the thyroid is such a weird, strange animal when you get into it, because thyroid, it seems to me like, correct me if I'm wrong, doctor, but thyroid really starts to, it can act up even in young kids, I get it. But generally once you get into your 40s and you start going through, you know, your 50s and menopause and hormone changes and all that stuff, the thyroid really does start to wig out somewhere for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems, in my observation, and other doctors in the integrative world have observed that about age 27 in women,
oh,
in
really?
Particular, is when it starts to sort of wane. Now, that's not a hard and fast rule, but we do see that, and that's why we're interested in the timeline of people's symptoms when things started. But your thyroid, it's a gland in the neck. It produces a hormone. Actually, there's four different hormones that we know of, T1, T2, T3, and T4. There may be more. We are still discovering things. Even with the reams and reams of medical literature for the last 100 years, we still don't know everything about the human body. Imagine that.
Oh, wow.
But the thyroid gland in the neck produces these hormones. I call it the kind of the conductor of the symphony of hormones. When the thyroid's off, the cascade effect on all your other hormones can be tremendous. A lot of people think of the thyroid as their metabolism hormone. Kind of like in the carburetor of your vehicle, you've got your air line bringing the air, the fuel line bringing the fuel, and then you have to have a spark plug providing the spark for combustion. And in your engine, that combustion creates energy so that you can turn that crankshaft. And also heat is produced, and that's why you need your radiator to cool that thing off. Well, same thing inside your cell. In the cell, the carburetor is your mitochondria. That's your energy factory. So you have the air line bringing the air. That's oxygen from what you breathe. And you have the fuel line bringing the fuel. That's glucose. Glucose is a molecule from what you eat. So oxygen plus glucose, but then the spark plug is your thyroid hormone called T3. So when you have all three of those together in the mitochondria, your carburetor, kaboom, you get combustion, you get heat production, and you get energy production. The energy molecule is called ATP. ATP is your energy for your cell to do what it needs to do, for your hamstring cell to contract, for your brain cell to fire off at the synapse, for your immune system cells to go gobble up the Zika virus. You know, for your cells to have energy to run, they need ATP. That's the fuel for the cell. But it's also your overall energetic mode. I mean, your level of energy or fatigue, that's ATP also. So when someone comes in with symptoms like fatigue, they can't lose weight, they're cold all the time, their hands and feet stay cold all the time, even in the summer, they always need extra blankets, constipation, dry skin, brittle nails, hair falling out, those are your top 10 or so symptoms of low thyroid. So if someone comes in and checks the thyroid symptom list and all those are checked, then we're pretty darn sure they don't have enough thyroid inside their cell. Their carburetor's lacking that, the T3, because we know they got probably have oxygen because they're breathing. They have glucose because they're eating. So usually it's the thyroid hormone that they're lacking, again, inside the cell. I keep stressing inside the cell because a very common complaint we hear is, I know I have low thyroid symptoms, or I know my thyroid's low, but my doctor keeps saying it's normal. Well, the doctors are checking a blood test called TSH, and they may check T3 or T4, but that's a blood test. And where the thyroid works is inside the cell. So there's not an inside-the-cell test. There's no test that they can draw from the blood that tells you how much thyroid is inside your cell doing its job in the carburetor.
Right.
So the best indirect way to measure that is temperature, and that has forever been the way that doctors assess the thyroid, was your basal body temperature. That's your body's core temperature first thing in the morning, right when you wake up, before your feet hit the ground. You grab the thermometer off your bedside table, put it in your armpit. It'd be best if it was a glass thermometer. They sell non-mercury glass thermometers now. And then just record it and do that for about a week. And if you're averaging less than 97.6 in your armpit, then you're cold. And there can be other reasons for a cold body temperature, but thyroid is the number one reason. You have to low thyroid hormone inside your cell would be the number one reason. So the doctor checks the blood test. Blood test is normal, but your temperatures are low and you have all the symptoms. So in that scenario, you would need to still pursue that. I mean, it's a clinical diagnosis at that point. The patient is presenting with all the symptoms. They have the temperatures that correspond. And if their blood test says they're normal, it doesn't mean they're normal. In fact, there's a book entitled, I love this book, it's very informative. I would recommend every physician read this. Every medical student needs to read it. The title of the book is, Why Do I Still Have Low Thyroid Symptoms When My Blood Test Says I'm Normal?
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a common complaint that the doctor says I'm normal because he's looking at the TSH, but the patient's sitting there in front of you telling you I'm low thyroid. Their exam is telling you. So on physical exam, you will find lateral eyebrow thinning. That's the lateral third of the eyebrow will be thinning in many low thyroid patients. Scalloping of the tongue. This is because the tongue will swell, just a little bit of swelling of the tongue, not enough that you'd even notice or be biting your tongue or choking, but just a little bit of swelling that so it pushes up against the teeth. When your tongue rests in the base of your mouth, the teeth will cause indentations along the tongue. That's called scallop tongue. So we look for that. We look for myxedema. Myxedema is a combination of mucus and water. Edema is just water. Like heart failure patients get edema, pitting edema in their lower extremities. But myxedema is not just water. It has mucus with it, and it doesn't pit. And it's kind of this lumpy, bumpy sensation. If you rub your thumbs down the shins, you can feel this. Sometimes it'll be tender. Sometimes it won't. Often this is found in the upper outer arm. If you pinch, you should be able to pinch skin off your tricep, off the back of your upper arm. And if you can't, that's not always just fat oftentimes, and usually that's myxedema. But the myxedema can be throughout the body. It can be a puffiness in the face, even periorbital myxedema.
So I can't pinch off my back of my arm. Is that bad?
Well,
maybe a little bit.
Yeah, you can do a little bit.
I mean, I just got big, powerful arms.
I think that's just those triceps are so stout, you know. There's it's like a brick wall over there. but what I'm getting at is there are clinical signs of low thyroid. And in fact, some of these are called pathognomonic. Pathognomonic means that there are no other conditions in the body that will cause this physical exam finding. If you find this on your physical exam as a physician, then you know your diagnosis. You don't even have to look at a blood test. So we look at all these things because the blood test is so inaccurate. And in fact, two endocrinology societies have come out in the last couple of years to even say the TSH blood test reference range, the normal range, is wrong. It's off. We need to narrow that thing down. Basically, how a lab, when you're coming up with a new test, here's how you can figure out what's normal, quote-unquote, for the human population, is you just go get 1,000 random people off the street, draw their blood for the particular test you're investigating, and you put it on a bell curve, and you take the 98% inside that bell curve and say that's normal. Well, it appears now when they did that for TSH, the thyroid blood test, that a lot of those patients were low thyroid, or a lot of those test subjects were low thyroid. So we put a bell curve on there, but it wasn't an accurate way to do it because of their hypothyroidism, which is low thyroid, is rampant in America. Not just my opinion, it's what the literature shows. When you look at the whole person, when you look at their symptom profile, when you look at their temperatures, and you really assess them. So thyroid's tricky. And it's hard to it's not hard to diagnose, but doctors don't have the time to do it. I'm not sure they're taught very well in school. I mean, we are taught all these things briefly at one point, but then when you actually get into the hospital, all you're doing is looking at blood tests. That's all you have time for. Is his thyroid low? Look at his blood tests. Nope, it's normal. Okay, next. I mean, you just skim right through it. You just run through the blood work. Well, the blood work doesn't tell you everything. That's the kind of catastrophe, in my opinion. We're relying on medical technology so much. If a CAT scan says you're normal and your blood test says you're normal, you're normal. It's kind of how everybody looks at it, and that's not the truth. But let's get back into what thyroid does for us.
Let me ask you this, though. Let me stop you for a second. What can thyroid – you talked about scallop tongue, thinning of hair, and all that kind of stuff on the physical outward. What can it do to your brain, though, like from a mental situation?
Brain fog, memory loss, that kind of thing. It can be low thyroid.
Can it cause depression, for example?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think probably one of the number one leading causes of depression is hypothyroidism.
Really?
It's a classic symptom of depression. And we're seeing this rampant rise, not just depression, but obesity, chronic fatigue. These are classic symptoms of hypothyroidism, but we've named them other things. We've named them depression and chronic fatigue and whatever. So we've got, again, trying to look at the root cause, look at how does normal human physiology operate, how did God design us, and the thyroid's a key player in that. And if the brain doesn't have enough thyroid, slow functioning, sleepy, brain fog, lack of mental clarity in general, and depression for sure. Be part of that.
Got a text coming in that's kind of going back to what we said on the first segment of the show, but ask again about what naturals for the rheumatoid arthritis. We were talking about that. I didn't write them down.
Curcumin, which
how do you spell that?
C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N, curcumin. That's from turmeric, the spice, the Indian spice.
So that's turmeric?
Turmeric, yeah.
Okay, so curcumin and turmeric are the same, one and the same?
Yes, curcumin is an extract from turmeric. So you can just eat a lot of curry, eat a lot of turmeric.
Okay.
But the brand name, and there's lots of different brand names, but BCM95 is one that's really good, and Curamend, C-U-R-A-M-E-N-D, Curamend. And then Zyflamend, Z-Y-F-L-A-M-E-N-D. And there's others out there, but okay. Wobenzym was another one. But again, my encouragement is get to the root cause of the problem, then you won't need the anti-inflammatory. But
gotcha.
If you need something,
I'll send that
right
back
now.
To the texter. They texted in. I'll just top them in, it right up. That's what's cool about the text line.
Yeah, is good.
You can text back on that. So anyway, so back to the
thyroid. Normally the way God designed us was the gland in the neck will spit out T4. That's your thyroid hormone. That's mostly what it produces is T4. T4 is inactive. It's not a good spark plug. So T4 hormone floats around in your bloodstream, and it comes to the cell and has to be converted into T3. T3 is your active hormone that does a job. So that's the active spark plug. You kind of think of it like a grenade whose the pin hadn't been pulled yet. So T4 is the grenade with the pin in it. T3 is the grenade with the pin out of it. You have an active form of the hormone that can do its job. The problem is T4 to T3 conversion is blocked by a number of things. And as you can imagine, drum roll please, sugar. We always go back to sugar.
Oh, no kidding.
And it's the high insulin spike. When you consume sugar rapidly, like drinking sugar from orange juice or any kind of juice, for sure everyone thinks about Coke and Sprite and all that. But the juices, all the fruit juices, pretty much anything you buy in a can or bottle is going to have sugar in it, unless it's just water or coconut water. I mean, Gatorade, Powerade, all that, sugar, sugar, sugar. So when you drink your sugar, you spike insulin quickly. But even eating sugar, which is in everything that we've talked about, how that's just added to all packaged processed food, because you won't eat it if it doesn't have sugar in it. Sugar's a drug. The sugar lights up your dopamine center in the brain, and it causes you to get hooked and addicted, just like nicotine and cocaine. So everyone's consuming too much sugar, and that causes you to spike insulin. Insulin blocks your T4 to T3 conversion. Low iron will impede the conversion of T4 to T3. Menstruating women, if they have heavy cycles, they're going to be low iron typically, but we see low iron in lots of other patients too, and it's usually because they have an inflamed gut lining. Their gut flora is out of balance, and they've got disruption of their lining of their gut. The small intestine, if you looked with a microscope at that small intestinal wall, it would look like a shaggy carpet. It has all these little projections, finger-like projections, all up and down it. And basically, in folks that have an inflamed gut, that shaggy carpet gets shaved down to that real short kind of carpet.
You're right.
And it blocks the ability or impedes the ability to absorb nutrients, and iron is one of those nutrients. If you don't have good stomach acid, you can't absorb iron very well. So low iron impedes the T4 to T3 conversion, low testosterone, low growth hormone, too much estrogen, which that's a big problem. Estrogen dominance, we're all exposed to too much estrogen from the hormones they put in the chicken and beef and the milk and all the other chemical you know, like BPA in the plastic water bottles and the cans that line our food. There's BPA, and that acts like an estrogen. So too much estrogen exposure, not balanced by the right progesterone, can block the conversion of T4 to T3. Stress. When you're stressed, you make cortisol. That's another hormone. Cortisol blocks the conversion of T4 to T3. And the list goes on and on. I won't bore you. The point is there's a number of things that are diet and lifestyle related and typically inflammation related that will impede the conversion of T4 to T3. So T3 is your active form, and if you're not getting it, then you're still going to be symptomatic, even though your blood test says you're good. Another thing to consider, autoimmune disease. The vast majority of the patients with low thyroid symptoms that we see have Hashimoto's. Hashimoto's is a autoimmune disease. It happens to be affecting your thyroid, but it's not necessarily a thyroid disease per se. It's an autoimmune disease. That's the root problem. And again, the vast majority of our patients with low thyroid symptoms, they have Hashimoto's. Most doctors don't even check this because there's nothing really to do about it in conventional medicine. So the way to check it would be antibodies. They're called, one is called TPO, thyroid peroxidase antibody, TPO antibody. The other one is thyroglobulin antibody. So these are antibodies your immune system's making to your own thyroid or enzymes that work in your thyroid gland and just chewing it up, destroying your thyroid, your own immune system destroying your thyroid. So to deal with that, you've got to work on the immune system. And what's got your immune system fired up inappropriately? And we've talked about this before. Autoimmune diseases rampant, and this is one of them, Hashimoto's. So to work on autoimmune disease, you've got to fix leaky gut, number one. 80% of your immune system resides just inside the gut lining. So when the gut lining's inflamed and leaky or hyperpermeable, the medical term for that, then it has your immune system being exposed to a number of different things from the GI tract, and that gets the immune system a little deranged, a little hyperactive. And part of that derangement results in these autoantibodies that attack our thyroid. So most functional medicine doctors agree all Hashimoto's patients, and in fact all autoimmune patients, have three things in common: leaky gut, a genetic predisposition, and a stressor. All three of those come in together in the perfect storm, and it will manifest as an autoimmune disease. Autoimmune diseases are on the rise big time. I think the last time I looked, there are 100 different autoimmune diseases officially now. So we're just kind of making
up. We're just growing that.
Yeah, growing it. And in America,
wow.
it's a Western disease. It's really an American disease, although we're exporting our diet and our lifestyle and culture across the world. So we're seeing Western American diseases now throughout the world. But to deal with autoimmune, you've got to deal with the gut. And that is the one, if someone's looking for kind of a protocol, like our rheumatoid arthritis patient testimonial this weekend, rheumatoid arthritis is another autoimmune disease, as is psoriasis, as is MS, and there's a number of autoimmune diseases.
But once you've diagnosed all this, by the way, what is the protocol? And I know everybody's different, but how can we start taking control of that situation and getting it corrected?
Well, I will say, as far as a protocol, you can pretty much guarantee every autoimmune disease patient the gut is inflamed. The most pro-inflammatory foods are your grains and sugars. So across the board, kind of like I told the gentleman earlier on the phone before he comes to see us, just cut out grains and sugars and see what happens. And I hear it all the time. I mean, I'll be at a restaurant or the grocery store and someone walk up to me, "Are you Dr. Ben?" "Well, I cut out grains and sugars because I heard you tell the audience to do that, and my joint pain's gone, or my blood pressure came down, or my prostatitis that I can never get rid of is gone." All these inflammation-based diseases, autoimmune disease is a big inflammation-based disease, but really all diseases are inflammation-based. The grains and sugars drive inflammation. That's why we always go to that first. Now, there's some real strict diets. There's the autoimmune paleo. There is the GAPS diet, and these are just even more hardcore. I mean, they pull out even dairy, they pull out eggs, they pull out the caffeine, anything that's been proven and shown to inflame the gut, they'll pull it all out. We typically don't start that aggressively because most patients, it's hard enough just to get them off the grain and sugar. But in the very severe cases, sometimes we'll do that. But the ultimate goal is to heal the gut. I mean, once you heal the gut, you get all the gut flora back, and you can close the tight junctions that are leaky, and you've got a healthy gut, then you can handle a little sugar and a little grain here and there, especially if it's ancient grain. You can handle even, you know, the dairy and the egg and that kind of the other inflammatory foods. It's no problem. Most inflammatory foods, I believe, are that way because they were either, one, altered by man, or two, they're entering a gut that is just already screwed up from birth often. I mean, we have a lot of kids with eczema. That's autoimmune. And that's from birth. Oftentimes, it's from birth. They're not getting good gut flora from their mom anymore, and then they get put on formula. And all y'all listeners, next time you're at the grocery store, go down the formula aisle, flip over the can of any of them, Similac, Infamil, any of them. Read the first three ingredients. It's going to be corn solids. It's going to be high fructose corn syrup, some sort of corn product that turns directly into sugar.
Unreal.
The gut flora is just imbalanced, usually from the get-go these days in these kids. So certain foods going into a gut that has improper flora is going to be more pro-inflammatory. Once you get all your flora back, no problem. Especially if it's ancient grain like the einkorn flour, the original wheat that God made, that's less inflammatory for sure, especially if you ferment it into sourdough. But that's your number one, I guess, protocol for autoimmune is heal the gut by getting the diet right. Plenty of colorful veggies is the main thing. Good healthy fats, clean meats. That would be pasture-raised, grass-fed type meats, wild-caught or... wild shot, you know, your venison and elk, stuff like that. Try to get food in the form that God made it for us to consume, not food that's been hybridized or altered by man. I won't go through all the science of why those inflame us right now. But
you can also add into your gut, overall gut health. We've talked about this, but real briefly about, you know, making sure you're taking a good probiotic every day. I am taking the Restore now, which is good. I've seemed to be doing well on that, tolerating it fine.
Good.
Some people take some of these things, by the way, and they don't tolerate it well initially.
Yeah, and some people we really have to titrate slowly. I mean, like that Restore, on the bottle it says a teaspoon three times a day. There are some patients we have to start at three drops because their gut is so inflamed, and they start this detox cascade that really sets them back. So, yeah, you've got to work with your qualified healthcare practitioner who knows about this stuff. But yeah, probiotics are a good, safe way to go right off the bat. A good probiotic, you know, high number. You know, we're talking get in the 50 to 100 billion or more per serving. A lot of the just generic old over-the-counter probiotics will have maybe a billion, you know, 500 million. So you need 100 billion would be great. And you need a variety of bacteria in those probiotics. So look for one that has 7 or 8 or 10 strains. And usually a health food store is going to have the good probiotics.
Yeah, that's right.
Bone broth, good too, yeah.
Bone broth, super good, super healing, has collagen and lots of other nutrients that help heal the gut lining. And there are a lot of products out there for leaky gut. Apex has a good one. Dr. Axe, AXE, he's got a good one.
Market Street now sells Dr. Axe bone broth protein.
Cool.
That's
awesome.
Which is what I use. And they have a turmeric formula for those of you with the arthritis. I tried that. Not real tasty, but, I mean, you can tweak it a little
bit. It's got the turmeric in it.
It's got the turmeric in it. There's a chocolate flavor, a vanilla flavor, and I don't know. But I was just super excited to see that they carry that now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
And turmeric is great for lots of things, not just arthritis, but, again, any inflammation-based thing. I mean, even cancer. There are multiple studies that show turmeric or curcumin having really beneficial effects on cancer. In fact, some of the studies showed it beat the chemotherapy agent. But anything that's beneficial in the body typically is going to be because it is a critter killer, and curcumin is a critter killer. A lot of people are on black seed oil. That's black cumin seed extract or oil. Same thing. It is a great critter killer. It kills candida, kills parasites, kills bacteria. So typically these herbs, that's the beauty of herbs. Plants don't have an immune system. So God had to give them multiple different chemicals that are natural critter killers. A plant can't run away, and it can't defend itself in any other way besides the chemicals it has in it. And a lot of a plant's worst nightmare are fungal-based organisms. So there's a lot of good antifungals in a lot of these plants, too. So that's the beauty of using plants and food for medicine, herbs in particular. There's a real high concentration of these different chemicals that are critter killers. So I love herbs. I'm still studying herbs. Of course, in med school, I didn't learn anything about herbs. And I'm still pretty much a novice on it, but learning more every day. And you really can't go wrong with eating your food, eating your medicine, making your food your medicine.
No doubt. Dr. Ben Edwards, MD, again, you're the cure, of course, Veritas Medical. Check out our website. Got a lot of postings up you can check out there at veritasmedical.com. But you can always reach the clinic directly at 771-1160, 771-1160. Anything else, Dr. Edwards, you'd like to mention today before we wrap up with you once again on this Monday? We'll see you back here next month. I won't, but you'll be here next Monday. But
yes,
anything else you'd like to say before we go today?
No, just thanks for having me. And everybody out there, get educated. That's how we're going to turn this healthcare fiasco around, is by having educated, informed Americans. So know what you're eating, know what's going in your body, know how it affects your health. And that's why our website's up there, to help educate you.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
And I'll see you back here, or we'll see you back here.
We'll be on the beach.
Yes, we'll be.
Getting some vitamin D.
And that helps thyroid, you know, when you calm down. You know that?
Yes,
it
does.
It calms your thyroid down.
Maybe if I write a prescription for that beach condo, it'll help cut the cost or something. Your insurance might cover that.
I think so.
I love it. I love it.